We're going to record all of the different teachings from as many weeks as we do this. And we might do this for 5 weeks or we might do it for 15. We have no idea. But we are going to give those of you who are super engaging with it and you miss a week, then great. You can listen to it. We'll let you know where that's going to be. But Clint's going to have a role in it. Matt's going to have a role in it. I'm going to have a role in it. And so are others who I've invited to come and share their unique set of eyes for all things media, technology, social media, movies, music, art, creativity, all of it. So, what? Let's start here. I don't make a distinction between a Christian movie or a Christian artist. I think you can watch a film made by someone who is an avowed non-God knower, atheist, agnostic, whatever you want to call them. And you could watch that film and have it move you like no other film you've ever seen. Same could go for a song. You could listen to something that is really, really moving to your soul and have it be written by what we would call someone who's a non-Christian. I don't make that distinction. I don't even like that distinction. I think it's not healthy for us. Because you can equally watch something and walk out of it after 22 minutes that is in the name of the Lord, and it's just bad, really bad art, really bad creativity, like horrible. And I just, everything in me is so sad. We should be the best at this kind of thing. Because we were made in God's image, the ultimate creator of all things. We should be the best, the most ingenious at what we are creating and doing all the time in this genre. So I don't make that distinction. So we're going to watch some things. We're going to listen to some things that are made by people who have been created in God's image. Because I believe that all truth is God's truth. I believe everything is spiritual. I believe everyone has the breath of God in them. And therefore, we are going to engage with a lot of different genres, a lot of different things. I want to ask you to let us know if there's something you want us to dialogue about. So just like this is being recorded and you can listen to it later, if you have a song that you would like us to dialogue as a bigger group about, then let me know. If you have a movie that you would like us to watch part of, then would you please let us know? We're not going to watch all of Good Will Hunting on a Sunday morning, so don't send me that. But we're totally open to engaging with just about anything. I talked to Brian Dario about being a part of this, and he's gonna come at some point. He's gonna tell his story of how when he was younger, he watched every scary Halloween movie you could imagine, and what that did to him. How now he goes, I don't know if I want to watch another one, or maybe I do. So he's going to share some of that, but we will surely take your questions or thoughts, anything that you feel like you want to give to us that you would hope we would dive into together. What we're not going to do is throw any guilt out there. We're not going to do this thing where we get up and go, you listen to that? Oh! You're going to not see that face from any of the three of us or anybody else that I invite up here. Or if they start to make a face like that and make you feel guilty, I will jump up in front of them. So not going to do that, not going to try to give you a what to watch and what to listen to and what to read and what art is acceptable and what isn't. We are simply going to present you with the opportunity to widen your awareness and increase your discernment. Talk about if you would join us in believing that everything truly is spiritual, then we're going to have some exciting conversations. We're going to get to dialogue about some things that are beautiful, because we're getting inundated by all kinds of media every day. And some of it's just still print. Some of it is moving and flowing. Some of it we're listening to. But it's assaulting us all the time. And how can we be really, really growing in our discernment of, I wonder what that's doing to me. I wonder how that's affecting me and shaping my relationships. So, you guys ready to share? Who wants to go first? These guys are each going to kind of share. We're going to share kind of some parameters, expectations, why they're excited about it when I first sent them the email and what got stirred up in them about this whole deal. So, Matt's going first.
So, just to piggyback on what Jay was just saying, I don't know what does to you guys, but it brings a new challenge kind of to me of where is the spiritual? Where is the spiritual? And how do we find the spiritual or the God take or the whatever in everything we watch and in everything we do and everything we take in and all the little, you know, media hits that we get 100 times a day at school or wherever? How do we find it? Where do we find it? And engaging in it with you guys, like, what does that sound like? What does that look like when I talk to Winston about which hit he got at school of media that did this to him? And how do I actually communicate that? How do I talk about that? And so that's one thing that's really exciting for me. Another thing that I'm stoked about is just that, the actual tangible side of communicating with you guys about media. And so maybe we'll not be back.
I
want to do this one, so don't take that one from me.
Okay. Yeah, I won't talk about that. When we were talking about the series and talking about making media, I love art, all kinds of art. I love literature, I love movies, I love music. And so it's always been something that I've always been drawn to my whole life. And then recently, especially in my college years, because I majored in English, I delved into what story was like, how story moves people, and how the human imagination, can craft certain things. And so I've been thinking about it a lot since Jason brought the series up, and the one thing that kept coming to it was this idea of, okay, we're created in God's image, God's a creator, so we're designed to create things, we're designed to express things. And we've been given an imagination that allows us to do that. And when you reflect on your imagination a little bit, that imagination kind of projects everything in your life. So for instance, like practically speaking, imagination is what allows you to worry or stress about something tomorrow. So like, I'm going back to work tomorrow. Today's going to be a fun day. I'm watching football. I'm excited about football. I could worry about going back to work, but that's just my imagination speaking because I don't know what work is going to be tomorrow. I don't know what it's going to be like. But instead, the power of my imagination allows me to wear this lens that work's going to be brutal tomorrow because I'm going back after weekend. That's not reality, it's just your imagination that crafts how you're going to do things. And that same imagination works in a story. That same imagination gives us movies and music and all this stuff. And so what imagination does, it's intrinsically linked to how God has made us. And so to delve into those ideas of, well, God made us to be creators, and these things that we create have truth of His in them, that's all I want to talk about. That's one of my favorite things to talk about. So that was the thing.
Well, one of the things we're going to ask you guys is to engage, and I have the four senses on here, but I kind of wondering about the fifth, so we're going to ask you to think critically, hear critically, see critically, feel critically. Is thinking one of the senses?
No.
As I said, I really, but I think we're going to ask you to taste critically. I was thinking about some of the things that we might do. We might do that. So what's the fifth sense?
Smell.
It might be in there.
Scratch
at some point. Yeah, it might be in there. But that thought that we would engage those places with a critical, not like a film critic, like, okay, I'm going to 1, 2, 3, and a 90, and then I'm going to grade it here, but that we would engage critical thinking in us of like, what did that do to me? What did that stir in me? What did I feel in that? So that's one of the expectations we have. Sure, yeah.
So Another thing that has kind of been a driving force behind this, there's actually this event that I went to. It was a week-long leadership summit that I got to go to. And this guy came and spoke about this idea. It's called Ikigai. It's a Japanese word, basically, for the thing that gets you out of bed every day. And so your Ikigai is, purpose doesn't really sum it up, but it's a kind of a replacement word. But your Ikigai, what's the thing that governs your imagination, your lens, how you look at the world? And what's the thing that gets you out of bed every morning? Because it's not going to school, it's not going to work, it's not doing all those things. There's something else intrinsic in us that gets us out of bed. So we're going to find those things. We're going to find those things that drive us and give us a lens of how we view the world in this series. That's another kind of expectation.
Go back and hit it again.
You guys have a choice to just engage at whatever level you want, and we want you guys to be all in. We want you guys to experience this in ways that we've kind of just started to experience and want to share with you. And there's this book. We might have. Are we going to put in the book now?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
There's this book I read at CCU called Flickering Pixels, and I think it's literally the first part of it. It's just, it's named because those are all the things that make up your screen that you're looking at. And it's incredible and vast in the ways that it talks about the everything, the good, the bad, the long-term, short-term implications of media, of just what you guys are experiencing. Whether it's a sticker, literally just like a sticker that you see on the back of your kid's screen at school, or it's the movie you watch on the weekend. And so this book is awesome, and I just encourage you guys to engage, go all in, go all out. Go at it.
You want to do one?
Yeah. Another thing that I was super, like, when we were talking about this and engaging and what we wanted the series to be, this was one that we all, like, resonated with for sure. We want to be for, not against. So what we don't want the result to be is saying, okay, there's a cross on this thing now, and you can only view it that way, and that's it, it's over, we're putting that aside. That's not the goal for this series. The goal is not to say we're going to Christianize everything. The goal is instead to say, okay, what are the things that are intrinsically here that are true about us as humans that point us to truth about God? So what are the things that are there because we're human and therefore are there because of God, because he's created us in his image? So we're for, not against, all artistic expression in that way of being able to say what's here, what's the spiritual truth that's real in this. So that's another thing that we all set on.
Anything else from you guys?
Just stoked.
Yeah.
Excited.
Okay. Thanks.
Dope.
Okay. We're gonna. I wanted to watch three different things from three different genres, but we're gonna watch one, and I'm gonna add the Incredibles. That little clip. And I'm gonna ask you, as you watch, two questions, okay? What's it making you feel, and is it making you want to do anything? So again, if you're busting out notes or thoughts or anything like that, what did watching this make you feel, and does it make you want to do anything? I do that every second.
The device is connected.
Thank you. people not happy. Ask them why.
Why?
Why what? Be specific, Bob.
Why are you unhappy?
Your customers make me unhappy.
What? You've gotten complaints?
Complaints I can handle. What I can't handle is your customers' inexplicable knowledge of InsuraCare's inner workings. They're experts! Experts, Bob! Exploiting every loophole, dodging every obstacle, penetrating the bureaucracy!
Did I do something illegal?
No.
Are you saying we shouldn't help our customers?
The law requires that I answer no.
We're supposed to help people.
We're supposed to help our people! Starting with our stockholders, Bob! Who's helping them out, huh? A company
is like an enormous clock.
Is like an enormous clock. Yes, precisely. It only works if all the little cogs mesh together. Now, a clock needs to be clean, well lubricated, and wound tight. The best clocks have jewel numbers, cogs that fit, that cooperate by design.
I'm being metaphorical, Bob. You know what I mean by cooperative cogs?
Look at me when I'm talking to you, Parr!
The man out there. He needs help?
Don't not change the subject, Bob. We're discussing your
action. He is getting mugged. Well, let's hope we don't cover him.
I'll be right back.
Stop right now, or you're fired!
Close the door.
Get over here now. I'm not happy, Bob. Not happy.
He got away.
Good thing, too. You were this close to losing your job.
We can pause it right there. So, what did it make you feel watching that? Stressed out? Sad?
Disappointed?
Annoyed? What?
Funny.
I've seen that a bunch, and I noticed, and this is part of what we're inviting you into, I noticed that I kind of had, at the beginning it was kind of funny, okay, I'm familiar, I know this, okay, he's being called in there, and he's big, and he walks in there. And then the funny kind of shifted for me, and I even physically felt like, okay, I'm shifting out of funny into, I don't like that little guy who's being so incredibly out of touch with reality. Did it make you want to do anything?
Quit.
Quit
what?
I'll quit. Okay, if you were Bob, you'd quit. Say again?
Yeah, jump into the movie.
Jump into the movie and slap it.
Do what he did.
Do what he did. Pick him up.
Yeah.
I would have walked out.
You would have walked out?
Yeah.
So, here I am, preaching and writing about things that are way over my head. The inexhaustible riches and generosity of Christ. My task is to bring out in the open and make plain what God, who created all this in the first place, has been doing in secret and behind the scenes all along. So that's Ephesians 3, 8 and 9, again, out of the Message. God, you did create everything. Every one of us, everything. And give us eyes, ears, hearts, souls that would discern the secrets that you have wrapped up and hidden in all of your beauty. Thank you. get to do this together. We get to laugh along the way. We get to have our hearts matured and grow in you. Thank you. We love you. Amen.